Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Story here from Fox 4. A harrowing video is making its way around the internet, and it's nearly impossible to watch without gasping. A powerboat barreling across Lake Havasu in Arizona at speeds nearing 210 miles per hour. Suddenly launches more than 60 feet into the air before crashing back into the water. What follows is nothing short of jaw-dropping. Now we know that the crew at the center of the high-speed chaos is from right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're waiting to get the crew chief back on the phone, Ryan Ola.
And they won! They won the race!
Quoting here from Ryan Ola, we did win this race. We took home the trophy. We got the hardware. Ryan Ola joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Ryan, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, man, Ryan, we're so glad everybody's okay. We have so many questions for you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
So, did the two colleagues of yours inside the boat know that they were airborne for 4 seconds?
Yeah, they actually said it felt like it was an eternity. They were up there spinning around, flipping around, and they knew it was quite a ways.
And you won.
Yeah, we never imagined that we'd take home the hardware, you know, upside down and backwards across the finish line. But, hey, I guess whoever takes the win.
There's going to be a rule about this next year, Ryan.
So Dana and I are not proficient.
Might disqualify us or whatever, but, you know, there's no rules against how we won. Okay. So we got the hardware.
So Dana and I are not proficient in speedboat racing. But it doesn't matter how you get across the finish line as long as you do, apparently.
For this particular race, it seems that's the case.
So this was an 8,000-horsepower boat. I assume that means it goes very, very fast, even on the ground. One they spent months preparing when it took flight. Can you help explain what is that thing made out of, that when it returned to Earth and slammed into water, it somehow is, by and large, intact?
So this is a purpose-built drag boat built by Skater Power Boats in Michigan. So we went through them because they build the nicest boats in the country, in our opinion. And it's basically a carbon fiber and fiberglass hull with a safety capsule for the driver. So, you know, safety is number one concern. We know the risks when we're doing stuff like this and the kind of speeds we want to run. You know, all we do is make sure that it's built to survive, you know, the kind of crash that it just went through. So the boat did exactly what it was supposed to do, and our drivers walked away. You know, we call them John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. Injuries, considering, you know, extent of the damage and how horrific.
Ryan, real quick, and you're cutting out. I hope we can get you back here. The boat right before it went airborne hit 210 miles an hour. Is that normal? What would a record speed be? If you stayed on the water, what would a record speed be?
So So at that race, 204 miles an hour was the top speed, but this is the first year they did a 40-mile-an-hour start. So I believe we have the speed record at Lake Havasu shootout with a 40-mile-an-hour start speed. The boat was built to break 240 miles an hour in a three-quarter mile course.
Has anybody gotten it to 240 miles per hour?
So there was a boat several years back at Lake of the Ozarks that set the speed record on a one-mile course, and they ran 244 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
Since it's been shortened to a three-quarter mile course for safety, I believe 221 miles an hour is the fastest speed recorded.
Wow.
Now, did I see it correctly in the video from the cockpit of this boat? The guy on the left steers, and the guy on the right does the throttle. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. It requires two drivers to operate this machine.
And then, Ryan, you guys are a nonprofit. It's powered by private donations, crews entirely volunteer, and every dollar you raise goes to charity. That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's a privately funded operation. So basically the boat is maintained outside of donations. We set up a 501c for the race team. And all donations, all proceeds from merch sales and everywhere we go gets donated right back to charity. So our two charities are St. Jude's and Wounded Warriors. And then whenever we go to a race, we'll support a local charity. So this event, we raised over $11,000 for the local Kiwanis Club. And then we gave our $7,500 winnings back to the Desert Storm charity of their choice.
Wow.
Man, that is incredible, you guys.
That is incredible. What happens with the boat? Can you go fishing on that thing now or no? Probably not.
At the moment, we're not real sure. There's a lot of damage. We're actually driving back from the race right now. We're getting ready to cross into Texas, and we're going to get it back to our shop. We're going to pull the engines, the transmissions, and stuff, and then we're going to send it back to Skater Power Boats so they can do an evaluation and decide if they can fix it or if we need to start over.
You got insurance on that thing?
Crazy part is, yeah, we do have liability, but it does not cover anything on the track.
Well, here's the deal, Ryan. The manufacturer of that boat is going to want to use that video in every single advertisement from here till the end of time. Like, look at what we can do.
Takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Yeah, the Skater Power Boats, we love the family up there, and they build amazing products. So we're happy with how it survived. The drivers are ready to get back in and do it again. And part is, you know, we're kind of a family that has turned into, you know, this charitable organization. And we just absolutely love what we're doing.
Are you hauling the boat behind you right now?
Yeah, we have made the boat roadworthy on the trailer. We had a company actually come in and donate their time to shrink wrap the whole boat so it kind of stays together, and we're dragging the country as we speak.
Well, Ryan, you guys be careful. You might be able to shrink wrap a boat, but you can't shrink wrap that crew. We're just thrilled that everybody is alive and safe, and keep doing what you're doing, because it's an inspirational story as well.
Thank you. We really appreciate all the love and support we've got. And I would like to just plug our website. So if you go to freedomoneracing.com, you can donate. We don't care if it's a dollar, $5, $10, anything that you give gives to charity. And then we also have a YouTube channel, Freedom One Racing, that we just put out a little short documentary that kind of explains the backstory, the crew, and why we do what we do. So
all spelled out. All spelled out, Ryan, Freedom One.
Yeah. Yes, that is correct.
FreedomOneRacing.com. We'll put that on our social channels as well.
So, Ryan, you were not in the boat when it went airborne. Is that correct? You're the crew chief.
I'm not really the crew chief. Like I said, we're all a big team. There's no one person more important than the other, but I am part of the crew. And like I said, this is a purpose-built drag boat, so it's not made to cruise down the lake. It's basically two blown alcohol Pro Mod engines and a really light, fast boat. So we actually tow it to the starting line, get it lined up, we'll fire up the two engines, and we hop on the towboat. The 388 Skater, America One, makes its pass, and then we follow directly behind so we can catch him on the end of the race and tow him back to the trailer. So we literally witness this from directly behind the boat.
We got to run. We're getting late. Yes or no, when they got back on shore, did they need new underpants?
They did not need new underpants. When I first talked to them, all they said was, did we win?
Wow.
All right. All right. We love it, man. Ryan, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
All right, that is Ryan Ola with Freedom One Racing. You've seen the video. It has gone viral. It is everywhere, this race. They're from Kansas City, Missouri. They were on a lake in Arizona, and that boat went airborne.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.